We're here with one of the stars of last night's show, Ryan Andrade, coming off his first professional win. 5 shutout innings, only 1 hit. You were really on cruise control there for a little bit, retired 10 straight at one point. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
What was clicking for you?
I think getting out of that first inning was big. I think it allowed me to roll a little bit. And I think to start, I kind of could feel that I was behind in some counts. So I think as the innings went on, just getting ahead and staying ahead, that was big. And like I said, getting through that first inning, it's always big as starters to get through your first inning. That's the one where if you get through, you can kind of get on cruise control, like you said, and go a little deeper into the game.
Adjustment to the pros. How's it been so far?
It's good. I like how individualized it is, and they really, really take care of us here. I think kind of just finding who you are as a player, I think, and kind of finding out who this team is, it's kind of fun, and you kind of can create a new self again, you know what I mean? So that's nice to kind of find your stride, and like I said, just find your groove and start the season off hot.
You've pitched in a few different roles throughout your career. Started at Rhode Island, coming out of the bullpen, and then transferred to Pitt, moving away from home. You're from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
What went into that decision? And I imagine it was pretty hard to move away from home.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was definitely comfort for me home. Small state, small town. I appreciated my time there. I think I just, I wanted to figure out my way as a starter, kind of prove myself in some, bigger games, tougher conference. I think that was big. And I think, I felt like if I could prove it in that conference, I could continue into pro ball and prove myself here as well.
You know, on paper, people might think, okay, transitioning from the bullpen to starter, you just throw more innings, but there's a lot more that goes into it with those more innings. What was that process like for you moving from the bullpen into the rotation?
Yeah, big thing is more pitches and throwing them more usage-wise. I think out of the pen, I think I maybe threw 1% changeup and didn't even really throw a slider then. It was all fastball, curveball. So I think developing more pitches and better pitches, I think getting a little more ahead in counts. I think when you come in as a closer or reliever, it's more of trying to punch guys out and keeping guys where they are on base versus – starter, you want early contact. You want to stretch innings, stretch length the game, and not have long innings where you're just kind of trying to strand guys. Trying to, pitch to contact really was what was the biggest main focus of starting. So that was what I learned the most.
Growing up in Rhode Island, obviously a cold weather state. You're not playing baseball year-round, but
right.
It's a baseball place. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox obviously have a stranglehold on New England.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like growing up in Rhode Island?
It's awesome. I grew up near beaches and kind of the coastal life, so I enjoy it. It kind of reminds me of Charleston a little bit, so it kind of makes me feel a little bit at home there. But I enjoy the cold weather. Even last night wasn't too hot, but I enjoy that weather. I feel like honestly I pitch better in those environments because I'm just used to it. I think growing up and playing games in 40 degree weather early April and March, it gives you a little bit of grit to you. So I enjoy it, and I love the small town vibe. I love that whole scene.
No wonder you looked so comfortable last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Growing up with a twin brother, Patrick, yes. What was that like?
Awesome. It's like a built-in best friend everywhere you go. Growing up with him, being in classes together, it was just awesome. He was always by my side. Got me here at some aspect too. I mean, throwing the ball with him and having someone to play catch with. I'd go home and he'd catch me sometimes. And it's just good. It's always there to have a best friend there at all times supporting you,
So what does your brother do for a living, considering you're a pro baseball player? Is he also a pro athlete?
Well, he actually was a 4-sport athlete in high school.
Wow.
So okay. He definitely, my whole family was very athletic. And so now he's becoming a firefighter, so he'll be doing just as cool things, saving lives and stuff. So he's kind of excited doing that right now.
Good deal. Very important job.
Absolutely.
You know, getting into the nitty-gritty of it, you read all the scouting reports on you. Everybody talks about the fastball and the spin rate and the ride or carry on that pitch. At what point did you realize that you've got something special with that pitch?
Honestly, I think as I've, progressed levels and gone through college, I think realizing that, I can throw that fastball in a lot of counts and, it developed honestly to be somewhat of a swing and miss pitch. And I think even behind in counts, I've kind of realized it's a tough pitch to hit. You don't really see a lot of spin rate like that on fastballs. And I think just being able to, getting here and kind of realizing switching to only a 4-seam grip, that helped me get more carry consistently. I think just throwing it more and kind of honestly just being more confident in myself, being a starter and just being like, hey, I'm gonna throw it. If you hit it, you hit it, but it's coming in. So that's kind of how I approach it.
Chatting with Ryan Andrade here, last night's starter and winning pitcher. Biggest goal for the rest of the year, whether that's maybe a pitch you're continuing on working on developing or maybe moving up a level or two?
Yeah, I don't like to think too much as in too forward. I think more just, you know, not leaving anything out there. I think, you know, first year, there's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts. Like I said, just trying to find out who you are as a player and, you know, developing to a new system and new kind of culture. I think just throwing my best foot forward out there and kind of never getting discouraged, staying confident, and just, you know, as long as I'm consistent and at the end of the day, I can say that I went out there and gave it my best shot. That's all I'm happy with. And I know that itself and the discipline that comes with that will get me to where I need to be.
Of course. Ryan, got you where you needed to be last night. Five shutout innings. Congrats again, and thanks for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
We've got first pitch and starting lineups coming up next.